The biggest change I've noticed over the years that 43 years ago you'd probably go to one place and you'd pick up a load of cattle. Now you've got to go to, say, 12 places to pick up a load of cattle, because all those big farms have now been cut up here on the coast. So it means that while you're probably still picking up the same number of cattle, you've got to do probably three times as many kilometres to do it. Yeah, so the quality of cattle has certainly improved in 43 years. Everybody bears in mind today that most cattle are sold and bought on weight. And if you've got weight in your cattle and you've got the right breed in your cattle, it puts dollars in your pocket. So whereas when I started 43 years ago, most cattle were just boner cattle or dairy cattle, because all this area was dairy farms. So you actually just picked up that cull cattle, which was a secondary income for the dairy farmers. Whereas nowadays, all this area's been cut up and all the dairy farms are long gone, and most cattle are beef cattle. So that's the biggest change.
What have you noticed in the breeds people are keeping?
People have bred, they stuck with Angus and Hereford and Murray Greys, which were British breeds for so long. But in 1974, we had a really big downturn in the price of cattle. And because of that, people changed and went to more of the Bos Indicus breed of cattle and crossbred with their British breeds, mainly for maintenance and costs, to cut costs here on the coast, where ticks are most prevalent. So that's probably the biggest thing, in that most people want to cut costs. And in doing that, they had to breed the right type of cattle for these ticky conditions here.
So where do you see the future of cattle on the coast going?
Dwindling rapidly, mainly because I'm 70 and all the people here today at this cattle sale are in that era. So unless they've got young family members that want to take it on, who knows, but down the track probably those blocks that have been cut up now will be cut up smaller again.
Talking about going round to all those properties and getting these smaller number of cattle, it must mean you come across a few wild ones.
Yeah, I've got quite a few of those myself. Yes, you only get quiet cattle by handling cattle. And a lot of places, people have got their 9-to-5 jobs and they don't spend as much time as they should. So I suppose that's the reason I haven't been too badly knocked around, is that I always keep on the go with them. But you really shouldn't trust any cattle. I always keep an eye on even the quietest ones.
Have you ever been hurt?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times, yeah. Broken fingers, you see. I don't think I've got one straight finger on my hand. Plenty of head butts and things like that, cuts. But not badly, no.
What's the most interesting escape you've seen over those years?
Oh. For me, probably just recently I had to get four bullocks out of the Mapleton Forest. And the owner had these big, huge bullocks. They made $2,200 each at the works, but he only had them in a big round yard. And I had to somehow manoeuvre those big four bullocks onto a ramp onto my truck. I could get in there all right, but it was a long way to the other side of the ring of the yards. But I managed after 2.5 hours. I did get them on the truck, so without getting hurt.
It seriously is a cattle workout for you. You could market this as a fitness regime.
Yes, well, I see all these people that are into fitness regimes now, and I think, well, if they had a job like mine, there was no need for it.
Nearly 70, you do not look it.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, well, it must agree with me, obviously.
And it's a good life to be out here and meeting these sort of people.
Well, it is. It is. Everybody, there's not... No two blokes the same, you know, and they've all got a story to tell. But it is a good life. It is a good life. But if you think you're ever going to get rich out of it, don't get involved.